Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, I'm Gatos. She's not Chad. She's Monica Lindstrom. For the vacationing Chad Benson. He better not be working. Guy works all the time.
All the time.
Hey, Monica, we're out of Afghanistan. After 20 years, it is over. The war is over. And, I mean, you know, I'm trying to get my thoughts together, you know, after being bombed on 9/11 by terrorists that were in Afghanistan, and we decided we're going to go over there and we're going to kill them. And we killed a lot of them. And our troops were heroes. 2,443 Americans died in the war over the past 20 years. I always say that, you know, for the past 20 years, they kept us safe. You know, we haven't been bombed like certainly we did on 9/11.
Yep.
But it's what's disappointing is that did we leave Afghanistan a better place? Taliban was in charge in the year 2000. They're in charge in the year 2021. And I think when you look at this and, you know, just like a little history, and I looked it up, no one beats Afghanistan. No one. We didn't necessarily beat them. And I don't know what a win looks like or a loss, but
there's never a win in a war.
The Soviet Union did not beat Afghanistan. They tried and failed. The British goes all the way back to Genghis Khan. When you're in Afghanistan, they just don't lose these wars. They just they somehow, like a cockroach, they just survive. After year, after year, after year, after year, they just survive. And, you know, more of them come in, and they just continue to survive. What? And so after 20 years, we're the last plane left today.
So what is it that's most upsetting? Is it that feeling that the end goal was not achieved, meaning that the Afghan military that we were training and we were supplying and we were taking care of, that they did not take over, they weren't able to handle the situation? Is it that? Is it how we got out of Afghanistan,
the
timing, the statements that were made by the president, the fact that we left people there? Or is it
that
people felt like we just wasted time and money over the past 20 years?
Yeah.
All the above.
I got to tell you, just like emotionally, it's watching the 13 coffins being taken off the plane yesterday with the flag draped over them.
What was it about that other than the obvious? Because we always lose soldiers.
They were in their 20s.
We always lose soldiers in their 20s.
I know, but 13 all at once. 13 all at once when we're getting out. And to watch, you know, the president there. And, you know, I've been very tough on the president. I think he's done a terrible job on the exit plan. But I think the man cares. And I think that he was standing there yesterday and he's watching coffin after coffin come off that plane. No one wants that.
See, it's the exit plan that concerns me. That gets me really upset because
I'm not even upset. I'm more sad.
I'm upset, sad.
But watching the coffins being taken off the plane yesterday was horrific. It was just horrific. I mean, the war was over. We stopped fighting people, and then at the very end, it's a stupid analogy, but it's like you're in the ninth inning and you're up. And then you blow the game. And I know how horrible an analogy that is, but you have that sinking feeling. Mm-hmm. This is completely different. Mm-hmm. But it's like you're right there at the end. And all you have to do is just get out. All you have to do is just get your people out. And I know it's harder than it looked. But, you know, get your people out. And we lost 13 of them on the way out. And it's like the end of this thing, it shouldn't have happened that way. You can blame every president since we went to war. Everybody has, you know, it's like, are you going to blame the 13 on Biden? Okay, well, who do you blame the other 2,443 on? You know, there's always blame to go around. There are people that said we should never have gone in.
Well, I am kind of blaming the exit strategy here on Biden.
100%. I agree.
And I understand that we needed to leave. I understand that this war, at least America in this war, needed to be ended, right? We needed to get out. we need it to stop. It's been 20 years.
Right. What were we doing over there
anymore? It's not our country.
Right.
You know, it's time to leave. I can understand that. But I don't understand the exit strategy. And I know that there are things out there that, Gatos, you and I have no idea about. There's strategy and there's military secrets and tactics and everything else. We don't even know what we don't know out there. And I get that. But the optics of the situation looks like our president just dug his heels in. And I feel like he wasn't listening to those that were smarter than him or in the know more so than him about what should be done.
Sounded like the intelligence was there and he decided to ignore it.
I mean, why did we do this within a span of a couple weeks when we could have started doing this at the beginning of the year?
Yeah. Or you wait until the end of the fighting period in Afghanistan.
Right. You said there's a fighting season in Afghanistan.
They only fight in certain parts of the year.
Seems so weird to me.
I know. That they're still in the season where they fight. And then there's an off season. I know how strange that sounds. There's an off season. It's coming up. Should have extended it. Hmm. Maybe have a better chance. But, you know, there's so many things in the 20 years for, you know, seeing us first go in there and thinking, I want revenge.
Mm-hmm.
I want Bin Laden's head on a platter.
Yes.
I want this guy dead. I want him to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Tillman is killed. I wake up in the morning. I'm listening to Arizona's morning news. You know, I'd stood up and listening to the radio and Pat Tillman. I sit right back down in my bed and I've interviewed Pat Tillman a number of times. Just a horrifying, you know, moment there. And watching, you know, a mother get down on her knees yesterday and sobbing and putting her hand on the coffin where the American flag. It's horrible. It's
no mom,
I mean,
should ever have
no.
to bury her child.
No, and my wife and I are watching this, and you have to be choked up by it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, you know, what makes me most upset? I don't know. I'm kind of in the moment of, yes, I'm furious about the exit plan. I did a whole week in talking about the exit plan. But, you know, it becomes real, Monica, when the kid, I you know,
they're kids,
20 years old.
But they're kids to us.
Right. When the soldiers are taken off the plane and you see, you know, the president there, it's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrifying
it
moment.
Is.
And everybody out there, you know, we disagree on everything. Everything we disagree on. Masks, COVID, is it real? Should I go to the hospital? You're unvaccinated. But, I mean, when you see 20-year-olds taken off a plane and one of them's going to have a baby in a couple weeks, it's just, you know, I think that's the thing that just, I'm in the moment of being just in sorrow for those families and for the soldiers. When you look at Afghanistan, place is a mess.
Well, and
place is a total mess.
And talk about feelings. I'm scared for the women and children, especially, but also the men, you know, everybody there in Afghanistan that are not part or supporters of the Taliban or helped us in any way, shape or fashion. I can understand why people would want to take themselves out at this point if they were left there, because it's so scary about what could happen. And it's just, it's devastating. They claim that the war is over because we got out the Americans today, the last flight left.
Right.
But I just don't see it that way.
2,443 killed and a violent ending to America's longest war. And, you know, I mean,
they almost made it home.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They almost made it home. I know. All right. Coming up next, we're going to get into Hurricane Ida. You and I broke our rule. We don't watch cable news.
Mm-mm.
There's
nope.
I have no reason to watch Mm-mm. CNN or Fox or anything. But we did watch the hurricane. Couple of interesting points on that. And where do we stand with that hurricane? How big of a mess is it? Plus, how do you feel about a work? What do they call it? A workocation? Vacation?
Workation.
Workation?
Workation.
I think that stinks. I'll just tell you that right now. Yeah, I'm going to go on a beach and I'm going to
That's
work.
That's normal for some of us.
We'll talk about a workcation. I'm going to work on
workation.
A better saying for that. All right.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
One last thing on Afghanistan. You know, there are people who, you know, served in that war, and maybe they're saying, why did I do that? Why did I go over there? For what? I mean, look at it now. That we went over there, maybe we went over there when the Taliban was in control, and now it's in control again. But, man,
they helped a lot of people.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable.
They brought safety to that entire country for a long time.
And safety to us.
Right.
So, like, anyone out there who served in Afghanistan, if you're listening and you're like, I don't know what the point of me going over there was, or you are a damn hero. If I saw you on the street, I'd hug you. COVID and all, Monica. COVID and all.
Wait a minute. That's saying something, because you're kind of a hypochondriac.
I'm a hypochondriac, uh-huh. Yes. But, I mean, I hope that the people who served in Afghanistan know how much they are loved by us. I hope that that's the case. You can look at it and say, all right, well, we were there for, you know, some people were there for a year. Some people did five tours mm-hmm. there for five or whatever. But you did your job.
Yeah.
You went over and you did your job. You're better than all of us. I wouldn't do it. I'm cowardly. I would never go do that. Not ever.
It's not something I would choose to do.
I couldn't do it. So I just hope that if there are some of you out there, you know, who did serve and you're feeling down today or, you know, I can't even tell you how much we love and respect and appreciate you. Honest to God.
Yeah.
So God
well
bless
said.
You. Yeah. Okay. How about something a little bit lighter?
Is there anything
yes.
out there lighter?
I'll find something.
Because, man, it's
been tough.
Doomsday.
How about, you say it, I can't pronounce it.
Oh.
Workation.
Workations.
So, okay, so what is that?
You go somewhere to work and have a vacation at the same time, which is not a foreign concept to anybody that owns their own business, works for themselves. Every vacation you go on, you are still working. It's a working vacation or a workation.
I think it's that even if you do own your own business and all that kind of stuff, if you don't turn it off, at least for a little while, you're not going to be good when you come back.
If you leave
work burnt out and you go on vacation and you work, you're coming back burnt out.
Yeah, but
so don't even take the vacation.
That's how it is, Gatos, for a lot of people that are not employees. You might be able to turn it off for a couple hours when you're on a plane. Oh, wait a minute. You can't even do that anymore because there's Wi-Fi on the plane, right? You can't even take a nap. No, it's just something that you can't do. A true vacation. I mean, my husband and I took the kiddos on a vacation this summer, and I think 95% of the time we were not working, which is the first time that's ever happened since I don't even remember that ever happening.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things. If you do own your own company and you're the head and I don't know, would you say it's more of a small business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because if you're the CEO of a major company.
Right, you're going
on vacation.
Yes, absolutely.
You've got plenty of other people that can
mm-hmm.
do. Yeah, I get it. But I just, you know, and there are some people who say, "Oh, I don't even need a vacation. I won't take a vacation." It's just for your mental health.
They're already warped in the brain.
I think so. We had to get Chad out. Becky Lynn, we had to beg him to go on a vacation.
Yeah, he is the biggest workaholic I have known in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, because he does a morning show, national morning show. And he's in at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always say that because he always says, oh, I was just doing this. And the other. Listen, he's up at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does this show from 2 to 6. He's not getting a nap in. And he's wound up like you couldn't even believe.
And then he does other stuff in between and raises the lizards on the weekend. So
I know. But it's one of those things where I go, Chad, if you don't take a break, you're going to be, you know, you're not going to be your best.
Well,
I think you got to get off social media. Don't put up your vacation photos because then everybody's going to text you. Oh, that's such an awesome picture. You by the beach. Shut up. I don't want to know you for the next week. Don't text me. Don't do any of this stuff.
Oh, I can't wait till you go on vacation someday, Gatos, because yeah. I'm going to text you constantly.
I'll leave my phone here.
Uh-huh.
I probably couldn't handle
so
it.
So the number one place in the world for workations.
Hawaii.
No.
No?
Bangkok. Thailand.
Why?
It's beautiful. There's cultural hotspots. There's things you can do. The weather's good, I guess, so you don't have to stay holed up inside working. You can go sit outside and enjoy the weather. New Delhi is next. Barcelona, Budapest.
And Newark, New Jersey also made the list.
No, it did
it
not.
Did not.
No, it did not. Coming up next, Hurricane Ida rocks New Orleans. On the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, you and I were just, we watched it all yesterday. We'll tell you what we thought, because there's a couple of things that I thought I'd never see. I actually saw. I'll talk about it with you next, Monica.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, Monica is in for a Chad. Monica, you and I do not watch cable news. I think it's a bunch of crap. Any of these channels, I don't watch it. I don't have time for it, and I don't like it. I don't watch,
but I will listen every once in a while in the car in the mornings just to kind of get the national flavor of what stories are out there nationally. And then I usually go back over to KTAR and listen to the local stuff.
I can't watch it.
I don't like watching
it. Don't like to watch it. Mm-mm. But I do watch it when a hurricane hits. And so, you know, you're watching...
any kind of weather thing, like the tornadoes all over the Midwest. Yeah. Fires. Yeah.
Because, well, I guess, you know, these stations would actually politicize a hurricane, I'm sure.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. I mean...
You just turn the volume down.
Because what, you know, I find myself watching this and I say, okay... I've got to check myself for a second, because I'm like, I'm not watching this to be entertained, am I? Because as bad as that sounds, a lot of people do.
Well,
and I'm interested in Mother Nature. Mother Nature is a beast. And when you have a hurricane roll in like Ida, this thing's one of the biggest things I've ever seen.
You don't watch it to laugh or to feel good about yourself or anything, but you watch it because of the phenomenon that it is.
But that also becomes, you're entertaining yourself. You're watching the news, but it's not funny entertainment, but you could sit there for 2 hours and watch it.
Absolutely.
You're kind of entertained.
I don't want to watch
not a very
people,
nice...
I don't want to watch people losing their houses or dying or destruction.
Like, okay.
But I don't, I mean, I like to watch what does it look like from space and what's going on? How fast are these winds? Things like that.
But it's like NASCAR too. People watch that for entertainment. What's the biggest?
What's
the biggest part of it? When there's a big crash, that's the.
I'm
that's
not
what people
going
watch.
To put Mother Nature and NASCAR just, in the same.
I'm not.
Category.
I'm saying for you watch things for an entertainment value, no matter what it is.
Well, I'm not going to think that I watch that for entertainment. Like I watch, you know, I go to a movie and see Free Guy or something, right?
All right, tell me this isn't entertaining. Because I, as I said, I don't want to watch it for entertainment. You almost have to check yourself, because when you see these weather people, the meteorologists out in the middle of nowhere, and you're like, okay, do you really need to do this? Because what are they doing? They're trying to entertain us. That's what they're doing. Look at Al Roker's 93 years old. Guy crapped his pants at the White House.
Is he seriously 93?
I don't know. I think he's in his 70s. True story. Crapped his pants at the White House.
I still don't believe
and
that.
And he was out in the middle of this thing, got hit by two waves.
He's 67.
He's not. He's 75 easy.
All right. Sorry. I guess we lost communications, Chuck. Right now.
Okay. Come on.
Now, that's okay. You can watch that for entertainment because he's the idiot that's out there in the middle of that getting hit by the waves.
I'm rooting for the water.
Oh, good
Lord. I don't want him to get hurt, but I'd like to see him go downstream a little bit. I think that would be great. but
that would be pretty funny.
There he goes. I wonder if he crapped his pants yesterday
definitely.
Doing this. I just got hit by a wave and it hurt.
Oh my God, we are terrible.
Oh, all right, sorry. I guess we lost communication.
We are bad
communications,
human beings.
Chuck.
Mother Nature is entertaining. She's scary. She's right. amazing. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
dangerous.
If you're going to say that that's entertainment because I enjoy watching Mother Nature, then so be it. I mean, I'm like 99% of other people in this world.
I enjoy Al Roker getting hit by a wave.
I didn't see that part.
All right. So this is, you know, this was interesting. Just because in the morning I was on Twitter and I just saw that Al Roker from the Today Show was trending on Twitter. I didn't care enough to go and look.
Mm-hmm.
I should have, because I found out later on why he was trending on Twitter. Because I just played it.
Oh, okay.
The guy got whacked by two waves. It was hilarious.
Oh,
but see, people say, all right, I watch it because of this, that, and the other
thing. Well, you also want to see what's going on
in
the world.
You do. But the networks... They want to entertain you. That's why they put their people out in the middle of the street.
There was one guy.
He couldn't even speak. He was getting hit so hard by the wind. And I look at that and I go, do you really need that guy out there?
Well, a picture's worth a thousand words, so we know how fast the wind was blowing, right?
No, I you know, knew how fast.
When I was listening to CNN,
I saw the stop sign go from one side of the street to the other. I think I know how fast the wind is going.
So CNN actually broke in and they said to the reporter, hey, how are you doing out there? Because the number one question we get from viewers is, are our reporters safe out there?
They're not
safe. And they respond. The reporter that was out there said, look, I'm a meteorologist.
Yeah.
I'm safe out here.
No,
I wouldn't do this if I wasn't.
Yes, you would. That's your job.
Well,
so
maybe they get a bonus if they get knocked down by a wave. Two waves. Maybe it's a double bonus.
All right. Sorry. I guess we.
Wave number two. Here
now
we go.
Now I need to look that up.
All right. Hold on. Here we go. Wave number two.
Lost communications.
The second wave was even 93-year-old
better. 93-year-old Al Roker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hit
look
by
up the
wave.
Look up the White House story, too. That was awesome. Didn't he get a colonoscopy live on the air, too?
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, was that Katie Couric? Who was that?
That was Katie Couric.
Was that Katie Couric, Becky Lynn, or was that Al Roker?
I think it was
Katie. I'm sorry, I missed the part of that.
It's okay, Becky Lynn. It's okay.
I was busy.
I remember when it was one of those two.
It was Katie because her husband died from colon cancer.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that live on the air again. Don't do that live.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm trying to eat my Cheerios and my cereal, and I'm watching Katie Couric get it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, that was Katie Couric. Mm-hmm. I believe it was.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all you had to say. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Wow. We talked about colons and him crapping his pants at the White House.
Oh, good Lord.
All right. Coming up next. COVID is exploding in Arizona schools. When are we gonna start taking this a little bit more seriously? You know?
Hmm.
I think that points to our governor. Don't you? You know.
Let's not forget the legislature.
You know, if Ducey was the governor of Louisiana yesterday, he would have said, everybody go outside and play.
No, he would have. You're terrible.
It's Gatos and Chad show with Monica.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad show, 2 till 6.
Hey, Monica, if I said schools without a mask mandate are twice as likely to have a COVID outbreak as schools that do, you'd agree with that or disagree?
I would agree with that.
So the Maricopa County health officials are saying today.
Okay. Makes sense.
I don't get it.
What part?
This makes total sense to me. Like, if you're the governor of Arizona and you are a very good businessman, right? And a lot of times business is about numbers. You look at numbers. What's selling here? Well, maybe we should do a little bit more of that. Mm-hmm. Let's take the numbers. Okay, what do the numbers say?
You take the emotion out of it and you look at just the numbers.
It's amazing that we don't have a mask mandate in schools, because we should. And I know that, you know, Doug Ducey says parents can decide what to do with their kid,
which
is false. And I'll give you an example.
Okay. Not all parents can. I'll give you that.
Not all. That's the point.
Okay.
That's the point. Because if you're going to have a mask mandate, it only works with everybody wearing a mask. If you've got four kids who say, yeah, my parents are making me wear a mask. Well, if it's an Arizona classroom. You got 12 kids whose parents say, yeah, I want you to wear a mask in school. And the other 20, you know.
Oh, I know.
Don't wear it.
I know.
It doesn't work. The best example I've ever heard. This is the best example I've ever heard. I got to read this verbatim for you, because with masks and all that kind of stuff, having a voluntary mask policy in school is like having a no peeing section of a pool. And I've written it down because it's brilliant, and I wish I came up with it, but I didn't. That's the whole point. If the governor were just to look at the numbers.
Okay, whoa. I'm going to stop you right there because it's not just the governor. I know that he started that in the spring, but the legislature was involved in this as well.
Well, tie into
the
him.
Law
okay.
was passed. So at the end of September, September 29th, no mask mandates. They are not allowed. So schools can have them right now. But until the legislature and the governor implements the law, which it comes into effect on the 29th, mask mandates are okay. So we can't just blame Governor Ducey here. Many others involved
there,
as well.
There are a ton of legislators. There's no question about it. But, you know, when you do look at the numbers, it's so obvious.
There is no reason to not put them in a mask. And I'm a parent, and I know that they don't like wearing masks. Nobody likes wearing masks. We want our kids to be able to breathe. We don't want them to have to deal with it. But if I see the science and the facts telling me that there are outbreaks in the schools that don't have these mandates, there are kids getting sick right now, why not? What harm is it in putting the mask on your face? Even if you are going to try to convince me that it doesn't work, and unless you're a scientist with a very high degree, I'm not going to believe you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it on.
Yeah. Schools without a mask mandate are twice as likely to have a COVID outbreak as schools that do.
And right now we have 166 COVID outbreaks in schools.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many have mask mandates and how many don't.
1 in 6 COVID cases are in kids under 12.
Which are those that cannot be vaccinated.
Yeah, and we just keep letting...
Or get the shot.
The politicians just keep letting everyone down. The kids down. And that's what really just drives me crazy. You know, and if it's like, okay, you're out there. You don't want the vaccine. You don't believe in it. The 98% of the people in a hospital don't have the vaccine. When is the point in your life where you look at the numbers and you say, well, that's tough to argue? I don't know. We just don't get it. All right, coming up. Becky Lynn, 5 o'clock, KTAR News Expansion. Stick around.